With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device. It's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-451-4807. 800-451-4807. 800-451-4807. That's 800-451-4807.
With other language learning apps, I was just playing games. I wasn't really learning. Babbel's different.
Babbel was designed by over 200 language learning experts to be the most effective way to learn another language.
Every time I open the app, I can choose to work on my writing, speaking, or listening. And it saves my mistakes for me to review, so I'm constantly improving. Before Babbel, I thought I just wasn't good with languages. But now I'm speaking French. Tout ça, c'est grâce à Babbel.
Save up to 50% on your Babbel subscription when you sign up at Babbel.com. BABBEL.com.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and Zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to Hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy, Hims.com/joy.
This is an Animal Radio News Update.
I'm Lori Brooks. A pet monkey that escaped from its owner's truck went ape on the property of a Home Depot parking lot, and the worker there recently, this was in Florida, it was a domesticated spider monkey, so one of those little ones. Its name was Spanky, but it went wild in the parking lot after it somehow got loose from the truck, and it did have a leash on. And then one of the women who was working for Home Depot was trying to get this spider monkey and help to capture it to get it back to its owner. And so she quietly got the monkey's leash when it crawled up on her back. And, I mean, if you're not animal friendly, that might be kind of scary. But it bit her twice. And then when Spanky climbed down off of the woman's back, she got a hold of the leash again. She wasn't going to give up. And she walked this tiny monkey to the front door of the store to look for the owner. And then when the sliding glass doors open, how they do, that kind of freaks out some pets. And it did. The monkey got scared, bit her on the arm and on the hand. And it wasn't even the monkey's first visit to the store. The owner said that the monkey has usually done really well and loves the Home Depot store. They even made her an apron once.
Oh, that is weird. That is bizarre. Where did this happen again?
Florida.
Florida.
Okeechobee. Excuse me if you live in Florida. A British cat has been given the title of the oldest living cat in the world. Hal, I'm doing the story for you because you are the cat guy. So this cat has just celebrated its 30th birthday. Can you imagine?
Holy moly.
Yeah, its name is Rubble, and it has been with his mom since she got him as a kitten on her 20th birthday.
Wow.
So, yeah, isn't that amazing? So she's, this cat, maybe its longevity is attributed to, you know, having a caring owner. And she's never had children, but so she's always cared for Rubble as, you know, like her child. So he's had the same owner all this time and received extraordinary care. He does have a blood pressure problem right now, but is doing really well. They've been inseparable all this time. But the oldest cat ever, according to the record books, is actually Cream Puff. Cream Puff was born on August 3rd, 1967, and lived 38 years and 3 days. That seems almost impossible, doesn't it?
38.
Yeah. That's according to Guinness.
Dr. Debbie, have you ever seen anything like this at your office?
I have not seen a cat quite to that age. I would have to say we've had some in the 20s, but nothing over 25 that I can recall.
Wow. Still, that's a long life.
Yes.
That is a very long life. That would be so awesome to have to share that long of your life with an animal.
As long as it's good, it's quality time. You know, I mean, you can drag things out for people too and not live in quality life for a long time. So that's my wish.
I'm Lori Brooks. Get more breaking animal news anytime at animalradio.com.
Are you saying you want to be euthanized if the quality of your life is not?
I do. I do.
I want the option. I mean, I'm not going to judge now, but you never know.
This has been an Animal Radio News Update. Get more at animalradio.com.
Dogs or cats, horse or emu, animals are people too.
A little dog in Flint, Michigan has found a new friend who is changing her life forever. Rex Miller lost a leg when he tried to jump a train when he was only 15 years old. Miller now owns the Greater Flint Prosthetic Center, where he usually makes artificial limbs for humans. Miller made Peg's new leg for free because her owner works for a nonprofit organization that trains leader dogs for the blind. Peg will eventually be trained to be a service dog and will probably be working at a nursing home because she seems to be a big hit with the senior citizens. Miller said he just wants everyone to know that there's an option out there for animals as well as humans. I'm Britt Savage for Animal Radio.
Animals are people too. Animal Radio.
You're listening to Animal Radio. If you missed any part of today's show, visit us at animalradio.com or download the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
It's Animal Radio, celebrating the connection with our pets. And our next guest has our studio divided and the phone lines ringing red hot, or white hot, should I say. Of course, we've been talking about it for the last, since we started the show pretty much. Do we love our pets too much? I come from the school of thought that, no, I don't. I will pamper them. I will spoil them. I will do whatever it takes to get medical care to them. Dr. Debbie, now, on the other hand, you think that maybe I'm probably a little over the edge. Although,
well, I think that, you know, animals shouldn't replace human interaction and, you know, that they shouldn't surpass the importance of your human relationships. So that's kind of my thing.
And that's coming from a lady who has several clothing options in her closet for her dog.
Yes, but my husband's still allowed to sleep in bed. It's not like I make him sleep out in the doghouse, you know. He's still more important to me. So, well, I have to say that, right?
We welcome Clay Rutledge. Dr. Clay Rutledge, he's an author. He's a psychological scientist. And he says that perhaps we're too attached to our pets. Welcome to the show, doctor.
Thanks for having me.
So now what is this that you think that I'm crazy and that I shouldn't spend so much time prioritizing my animal?
No, so I would reframe it a little bit and say, well, first of all, I'm an animal lover as well. In fact, there's a general rule in my family that I'm not allowed to go to places in which there's an opportunity for me to bring home an animal because I undoubtedly will. So to me, the issue really isn't do we love our pets too much as what does it say about the human condition that we are so attached to our pets? You know, so it's more of what does it signal about maybe deficits in other areas than it says anything about what our pets deserve or any of that. Though we can certainly speak about some concerns that I think we would all share about the risks to animals of treating them more like they have human qualities than they actually do.
Well, I'm a baby boomer, just on the tail end of it, the real tail end of it. When I was a kid, the dog was in the backyard. He was in a doghouse. He was never allowed inside. Now, of course, it's a completely different story. The dog sleeps in bed with me, and I will wake up with a backache because I've maneuvered my way around just to find a comfortable position, not to upset him. Millennials, and I see that the millennials now, instead of having families, are bringing pets in as their children.
Are yes. Well, so there's a lot of debate as to why that is the case. You know, issues ranging from the economic costs associated with children to people being too busy. But there is some interesting research relating issues like loneliness to pet ownership, and also trends related to the delaying of marriage and having children. And these things seem to correspond with increased pet ownership, and not just people having pets, but the more they there's this term in psychology called anthropomorphism, which is when you treat things or animals that aren't humans as if they have human cognitive qualities. And so we're seeing more of this. I've seen people, you know, maybe you as well, I've seen people walking down trails with their dogs and baby strollers when presumably be much, assuming their dogs aren't, you know, injured in any way, it would be better for them to be walking. I've seen people trying to feed their dogs human food that's not necessarily best for their nutritional needs. I saw this really insane story, I think it was on Slate, of this trend for millennial hipsters to not vaccinate their dogs, which speaks to two different, you know, crazy beliefs, which is one, they believe in the false idea of the vaccinations cause autism, and two, they think that their dogs can get autism. And so there's these kinds of trends that I don't think it's just necessarily bad, you know, shows that some kind of bad state that we're in as a social species, but also there's some real risk to animals. You know, there's some real risk to neglect and abuse and of treating animals not like animals, but like they're fully part of the human species.
Where do you draw the line? And I know it's not a line that's easy to see, but where do you draw the line between being over the top with your pet and just being a regular pet owner?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. And, you know, to be clear, I don't think it's the case that most pet owners are doing this. I'm sure most pet owners have a perfectly healthy relationship with their pets. I don't know where the line is, but, you know, I think people need to be educated about what they can expect from an animal. So when I wrote this article that has you guys divided, you know, I can't even tell you the amount of hate mail that I received that was that was fascinating to me, because so much of it was humans are trash, humans are garbage, you're garbage. And in a way, it just spoke to my point, right? That people don't have a lot of faith in humanity, that people don't. And, you know, there's poll numbers supporting this. People are less likely across urban, rural, and suburban areas of our country. They're less likely to feel strongly attached to their community. They're less likely to feel like there's people that they can confide in. And so I think what we're seeing is, you know, at some level, we have to be clear that there's plenty of people that have perfectly healthy relationships with their pets. And these aren't the people that, you know, I'm talking about here. But at some level, there's something going on in which people are so desperate for that human connection that they're elevating their dogs to be, you know, to expect more from them than they really can.
Hang tight for 1 second. We got to take a quick break. We're with Dr. Clay Rutledge, telling us that maybe we love our animals too much.
Just some of us.
Just some of us.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-451-4807. 800-451-4807. 800-451-4807. That's 800-451-4807.
With other language learning apps, I was just playing games. I wasn't really learning. Babbel's different.
Babbel was designed by over 200 language learning experts to be the most effective way to learn another language.
Every time I open the app, I can choose to work on my writing, speaking, or listening. And it saves my mistakes for me to review, so I'm constantly improving. Before Babbel, I thought I just wasn't good with languages. But now I'm speaking French. Tout ça, c'est grâce à Babbel.
Save up to 50% on your Babbel subscription when you sign up at Babbel.com.
BABBEL.com.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want to boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and Zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to Hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more. 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy, HIMS.com/JOY.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.